Hello, my name is John Nesser, and I work here at Scripps Hospital in Encinitas, California. And I work at the registration desk. I greet the patients that come in for their visits. One necessary thing we do is check their insurance, see what company is going to be paying the bill. Be sure to get a billing address and their subscriber number. Most people get insurance through their employment. People that over 65 who are retired or of retirement age go for Medicare, which is offered by the government. Nowadays, for the last 2 or 3 years, people have been able to switch from their Medicare insurance to a private insurance company who offer plans called Medicare replacement plans. When I first started working here in Encinitas and the healthcare industry, I noticed that probably 70-80% of the people had a Medicare. That's dropped about 20 or 30% now that there's other companies offering insurance. And then there's a lot of PPO products, which means you can go to any physician you want, but you pay slightly more for that privilege. Or you can go with an HMO, and you generally tend to pay less, but you have a smaller group of doctors to choose from. One thing about HMO is if you go to the wrong place, you're not going to be covered. You have to be sure your doctor's covered. You have to be sure that the hospital that you're going to takes their insurance for them to pay the bill. Otherwise, you're on your own.
Okay, and as a foreigner, if I came into this hospital, what would I have to do and how would I pay for it?
If you're here for an extended amount of time, you can buy insurance. Just go to an insurance agent and say, I want health insurance. And he can tell you, well, you know, right now we're selling a lot of policies with a certain company, and they're having really low rates right now. It's a good deal compared to the other companies.
But as a tourist who doesn't have any insurance?
Well, then you're what we call a cash pay, and we'll give you a cash price.
But if I don't have the money on me?
Well, we have patient financial counselors who can set you up with a payment plan. Or for people who are really, truly indigent, the government has a plan, Medi-Cal. If you qualify for that, Medi-Cal will pay the bill. And the federal government gives money to the states for these programs for the indigent. So there are accounts that the hospital doesn't make much money on. It's a very slim margin. But we can treat them. We're getting reimbursed. And as long as they qualify, the bill will be paid. And for other people, as I say, sometimes they get a discount. There's cash discounts. Everyone that comes in as a cash patient will get a cash discount. For outpatient procedures, as long as we know the CPT code, we can look that up and give that. For inpatients, it's a lot more complicated because we don't know how much the bill is going to be until you leave. We don't know how long you're going to be here or how many resources it's going to take to get you well.